What is going on, podcast crew? You are taking part in an inaugural episode. The people in the video already know what's going on, and just to bring you all in a little bit tardy, but you're here. This is one of the first podcast episodes that will be available online under Life Charms Podcast. I believe that's gonna be the name of it. It might change throughout the years or even now to evolve. And I thought, what better way to do it than talking about your perspective, letting you know that it's might hurt to hear it, hurts me a little bit to say it, but your perspective isn't right. Your perspective isn't right. Now, I want you to understand, just because it isn't right doesn't mean that it's wrong. Got you there, didn't I? Just because your perspective isn't right doesn't mean that it's wrong. We've been taught and we've been raised to think that the way we see the world, the way we view the world is the way that it is. And that's how it is. That's how it's always going to be. It's one of the reasons why I think traveling is so powerful, because the second you travel to another country, you realize what you learned your whole life. Someone else who's happy and joyful, has family and everything that you have, they learned a completely different thing. About 5 days ago was my grandmother's 89th birthday. Keep on living, Grandma. I love you. It was her 89th birthday. And we were all talking. She actually didn't talk a lot. I kind of always talk so much. I don't know why that is. I think it's because I didn't really listen to as a kid. So I've read about and discovered. But that's a topic for a whole nother episode. But one of the things that I realized was that when I was sitting there, my father asked me a question. And he said, you know, Luke, out of all these questions that you've been to, or all these places that you've been to in the world, what's your biggest takeaway? And my whole family looked at me, even my grandmother. She was a little tired, so she kind of was talking a little bit, and then she just started to look. And I was just like, you know what? Just learning that everything you learned is completely different in another place. The reason that my life is different than most people's that I grew up with and that I spend time around is because I just spend time around people who are different. And I want you to think of the power of that. We often find people who look like us, who think like us, who believe like us, but then we end up just reaffirming that the way we do things is the perfect way to do things. When in reality, sometimes it's having a break, taking time away, going around people who speak different languages, being lost, sitting down at a table where you're the dumbest person at the table, going to a grocery store where you know where nothing is, where you're not, I know where everything is, if anyone comes up to me, I can help them, but be in a place where you actually need the help. So the question that I have for you is, what are you doing to change your perspective on a daily basis? We're not talking on a weekly or monthly or yearly. On a daily basis, what are you doing to change your perspective? What is it? Because, I mean, social media could be like that. But you got to be careful with social media. Because what social media can do is it can make you think just the way you always thought by showing you things that you always look for. Because it wants you to stay on the platform, wants you to stay in it. Not condemning it, but I'm just saying that be careful, because it might just show you things that are like your perspective. That way you keep staying on. So you got to get around people. Where can you go where you actually are a little bit clueless? Let's keep it that simple. Let me have a drink of this cucumber and lemon water. Ah, that's so good. So perspective matters. If you're not changing your perspective, then that means you're most likely keeping the same one you already have. And not saying that you have a horrible life now. Maybe you enjoy the perspective you have now. But what if your perspective could be better? What if there's something that someone else could say that would shift something that you always thought was, that actually can change to something that you never thought it could be? We forget that. Our society, the way we're grown up, it's so important. Read books by different authors. Watch TV shows directed by other directors. Follow people who you probably never thought you'd follow. Get their perspective on things. Just sometimes their perspective on something that you already knew can change everything. Maybe a question that they say or a way they think can be the difference in what you need to be the catalyst for what it is that you want to accomplish in life. But if we simply constantly always stay around people who look like us, who act like us, who think like us, who do what we do, who say what we say, who use the same lingo, who use the same slang, who speak the same language, then how can we expect to be so different? Now, some people want to stay the same, and that's perfectly fine with them. That's fine with me. None of my business. But for those of y'all who do want to change, who do want to look at the world different, who do want to see things different, the perspective has to change. The perspective has to change. If you ever have like writer's block, or you're not feeling really creative, what's the one thing that always kind of helps? For most people, it's going on a walk. Because it changes your perspective. You're not cooped up in four walls and a roof, sitting behind a desk. Now you're out walking around, you're getting insights, you're seeing someone say something over here, now it just hits in your brain different and makes you look at everything. You walk around, you see something that makes you think, why is that there? And you start to question it. And questions is the beginning of all the answers you've ever been looking for. And all of a sudden now you've got a whole other perspective on everything. Something that was so mind-blowing to me was I went to this place every single day. I was living in Bali. My office was right across from the gym called Body Factory in Canggu. I really recommend it. They sponsored me, so that is kind of a shout-out for them. Great people, though. And I love it, and I think you should guys go, even though it's a little bit expensive compared to other gyms. But the environment is phenomenal. It's unmatched. And one day I was in there, and you know I go pretty early, and I usually finish pretty early. Usually in there about 6:30. I'm usually gone about 9 o'clock. By the time I talk to people, get my workout in, get my running, get my stretching, go to the cold pool, go to the sauna, go to the pool, go back in the cold pool, go back in the sauna, back in the cold pool, back in the sauna, go into the pool, meditate, and leave, it's already 9 o'clock. And one day I was leaving, and usually not a lot of people are there, and I heard this lady, she was talking to this guy. At the time, I didn't know what she was or who she was. I'd just seen her before. And she was talking to this big, strong guy. And she said, your strength is not the problem. You're just out of balance. And that stuck with me to this day, and that was probably a year and a half ago. Strength is not the problem. We often think that strength is a problem. We often think that, well, I'm not strong enough to do this, and that's the problem, when maybe your problem is just the balance. You're lacking the balance. Meaning you're too much in one way and not in the other. You're too much go, 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 and you're not really rest, rest, rest. It's one of the things I'm so grateful for about my fiance is she's so phenomenal because I'm able to work, 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 or sometimes not even work, just going around thinking. She knows I'm just a big thinker, and that tires me out sometimes because I really want to change the world and help people the most that I can. And she'll do little things like, hey, I made you something when you're home. You know, you should just rest, Luke. You've been doing a lot. I went home and I worked my first 9-to-5 job. Never have in my life. I did one time when I was 16 at Target, but I don't really remember it so much. But now at 36, I did it and I was like, wow, whole different life that working like 9-to-5. And the one thing I realized was that, wow, okay, I need to work, but I want to spend time with my family and I need a way to justify me being here in the States because my online business only requires one day a week really to run. So I was like, I got all this free time. So I was like, if I find a job in a week, I'll stay. If I don't, then I'm going to go back to Mexico or somewhere. And all of a sudden I realized, like, as I was there, I was just like, I'm getting so tired. You know, I was working the night shift. So I was working from 6 p.m. until 6:30 a.m., 3 days a week. 36 hours a week working, but in a 72-hour span. And I was tired. And I remember my fiance just being like, you know what? She's like, I don't like you working there. She's like, I don't like you working there. It's not good for you. Now, that perspective changed my life, especially in that moment, because I was like, well, it's not good for me, but it's cool because I can use the money. Have a lot of projects, a lot of things doing to use the money. And at the same time, I was like, it's great because I get to justify being here in the States a little bit longer with my family because I can work. But as I saw the toll on me, as I was getting a little tired, my feet were hurting, my back were hurting, things as 12 years as a pro athlete, I felt working a job, standing on my feet all day without question. And it wasn't even on my feet all day. It was on my feet all night from 6 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. So the thing was for me, it was like, wait a minute. If I'm putting all this work doing this, maybe I do need that balance. And it was that new perspective that changed that. So if it's something you can take from this is get other people's opinions on things. Hear a bunch of different perspectives, then make your decision off of other people's perspectives. Most of the time, we look at things through our vision. We look at through our three visions, the five senses we look at it through, and then we make a decision. But what about the senses that someone else is seeing it? Someone who's more experienced, someone who's smarter than you in that area. What if you talk to them about it? So find ways to change your perspective. It's all about action. You want an action step? Find two things you can do each day that will change your perspective. Maybe it's a conversation with a stranger, saying hello to a stranger, overhearing a conversation. But find something. Change your perspective and watch it change your life. For those of you on the podcast, this is Luke from Luke Life Charms. Over and out.